So meditating with the aim of coming to a felt sense of letting go and the peacefulness that comes with letting go. Begin by settling the body into its posture for stillness. If you're sitting, encouraging uprightness, tall field of clarity through the spine, from the root of the body to the crown of the head or beyond. In the sense that the head is balanced over the torso, softening from the crown of the head down, relaxing around the bones of the skull, the eyes and the jaw, and the neck. Relaxing through the shoulders and arms and hands. Relaxing down through the chest, solar plexus, and belly. Finding the balance of the heart space and the ribs over the belly and pelvis. And the deeper breath that often comes as we line the body up wisely. Lower body rooted and solid, wide base of support. And we come into stillness. If your energy needs a lift, lengthen the in-breath. Maybe hold the breath a little at the top. Deepen or quicken the energy coming into the body. If your energy needs settling, lengthen the out-breath. Slow it all down. Emphasize relaxing, softening down and back. One way we can think about letting go is that we have to come fully into contact with something that's obstructing or hindering our path toward deeper stillness, deeper peace, deeper clarity, freedom of some kind or another. We find whatever it is that's in the way, we figure out how to set it down. So as we settle into meditation, You might feel the energetic field of the body and mind. And maybe starting with the physical. Notice where there's ease in the body, enjoying that. Notice where there's constriction, and sending the intention to relax. You might let the breath deepen a little, both the in and the out. Let the breath wash the whole body. Washing through the body like waves, rising and falling. And with the exhale, there's a softening and relaxing each time. So that if there's something held in the body that we can release, that it releases. If there's a tension that doesn't release, even if we invite it to, then we just allow the breath to wash through it with compassion, patience, kindness for the body. Many of our contractions are very old, and they don't release quickly. You want to be just warm of heart, kind toward them. And just keep encouraging that it's okay to soften and release. You can do this process in as many layers of experiences. Feels interesting. Tonight we'll just work with the three of body, heart, and mind as general areas. So we're relaxing through the body, letting go of whatever we can, and loving whatever we can't, but continuing to encourage the letting go through the musculature, using the soft wave of the breath. And so in the space of the heart, you might notice now your mood, the feelings that are present. Emotions are a kind of mixture of bodily and mental factors. So maybe start with the body and begin to include the subtler sense of happy or unhappy, content or discontent, calm or anxious, bold or fearful. That might be present. If you can find your mood, feeling tone, just give it a name. Just identifying, oh, there's some sadness, or there's joy, or interest, or calm. And then if what you find in the emotional field is a wholesome quality, joy, contentment, rapture, peacefulness, interest, delighting in it, encouraging it to grow. If what you find is a less skillful quality, doubt, wanting, hatred, dullness, restlessness, any of the hindrances. The first pass is to invite it to release. Just set it down. This feeling is not needed here. If it needs a little love, you can say thank you for your service, your noble attempt to protect me from further pain. You can stand down now. And so just like in the body, sometimes it releases easily, sometimes it doesn't. For the body, the cleansing wave is the breath, and breath energy. In the heart, I think it's loving kindness and compassion. Breathing in kindness. Breathing out compassion, just care for whatever difficulty is here. And the intention to let go. Notice that we're not going for acceptance right away. We're not trying to be equanimous about the presence of unwholesome states. And we're not trying to not grasp at wholesome states. The beginning of letting go is in the cultivating of wholesome states. So when wholesome states are present, encourage them, keep them, strengthen them. When unwholesome states are present, relaxing and letting go, see if you can set them down. Not accept their presence passively, but really set them aside. And if you need more support for that, begin to fill the body with love on the in-breath. And with tender care on the out-breath. So the breath energy becomes saturated with loving kindness and compassion. We wash the heart. Other intentions can help here, like gratitude. And take a moment and let go of whatever you can that's obstructing or unwholesome in the emotional field. And then just stay with the body and the heart as released as possible. Lastly, we'll briefly do the same thing in the cognitive or mental realm. First, just noticing the tone of the mind. If it's busy with thought or relatively quiet, what's the tone of the thoughts? They'll usually have a kind of emotional tone to them, or a speed, or a density. If there's no thinking, just feel the tone of the attention. The faculty of attention, is it stable, flickery, grasping or pushing away? Send the intention to relax, to let go. Letting go in the mind comes out as concentration. So as we relax and set down the hindrances that haunt the mind, grasping at sense pleasures, hatred and ill will, mental restlessness, dullness, doubt. As we set down these hindrances, the result is a more steady, concentrated mind. First relaxing, and then seeing what's still there. Leaning in to the wholesome qualities of stillness in the mind, steadiness, interest. Practicing in this way in silence for a bit, the result of all this letting go may be in the somatic field, the field of the body-mind, the deepening of stillness and silence, sense of the body as a field of open space, the mind as a steady, continuous stream of relaxed but awake perception. So we'll sit in this way. Anything that comes by through the heart, mind, through the body, you can practice just letting it go by, not picking it up. If you need an object to stay with, use the breath, rising and falling, washing the whole body. With clarity and ease. To close our meditation, I want to chant two passages in English from the Forest Sangha Puja. The first, the recollection of the Triple Jam, and the passage to arouse urgency that really presents in a short form the reminder about dukkha, anicca, anatta, suffering, impermanence, and selflessness. We'll just do that one, actually. So I'll chant, you can chant along or keep in silence as you like. I'll chant the salutation to the Triple Jewel in English. Now let us chant our salutation of the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere. The teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revere. The Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the disliked is dukkha. Separation from the liked is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of the grasping mind are dukkha. These are as follows: attachment to form, attachment to feeling, attachment to perception, attachment to karma formations, attachment to sense consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, karma formations are impermanent, sense consciousness is impermanent, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, karma formations are not self, sense consciousness is not self, all conditions are impermanent, there is no self in the created or the uncreated, all of us are bound by birth, aging, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering.